The Lamed Megalef will begin Chavtes on the base, 8 lines from the bottom. Omrele Eliyahu l'Rabbi Yehuda achver the Rav Salah Chassidim. Eliyahu Navi said to him, Loitetach loitechti. Don't get angry and they won't sin. If a person gets angry, he loses himself in anger, he comes to Dechet. Loitetach loitechti. Loitir v'loitechti. And don't intoxicate yourself and you won't come to a chet. And when you're traveling, you're going the road, first ask permission from the Rabbi Yisrael. Would say, what does that mean? A person should say, Tfilas HaDerech. He goes on a journey, he asks the Dam Tfilas HaDerech. We learned previously about a person who's in Makom Zakana. He said, Tfilas Katzara. And now we're talking about Tfilas HaDerech. We'll see momentarily what's the difference between them. What is the tefillah? And make my steps firm with shalom. Support me with shalom. And save me from any enemies on the journey. Baruch Atu Hashem Shemei Tfila. That is Tfilas HaDerech. Amar Abaya V'Oilam Lishtatev Inish Nashe Bahari Tzibur. A person should join himself with the Tzibur. He shouldn't isolate himself from the Tzibur. Now this Nusach, which we just said, was in the Loshen Yochid. Yochid is the Loshen Yochid. Tatzileni Mikav Olev Talicheni L'Shalom. Save me and lead me. So he said, no, it's not proper. A person should be connected to the Tzibur. What is the preferred way of saying the bracha? Yirotzim l'fanech Hashem alakeinu. In the plural. Shetelicheinu l'sholam v'chule. Amos Matzli, when does he say this tefillah? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Mishnah Shemhalch Mederach. When he leaves the town, he's already on the journey. So he's outside the outskirts of the city. Ad Kama, so there's a machlokes in Rishonim what this means. Ad Kama, according to Rashi, it means Ad Kama. How, to what length, how far away from the city can he still say this tefillah? And Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Chisda Ad Parsa, when he's a Parsa, 8,000 amas on his journey, up until that time he can still say it. Once he's more than 8,000 amas, more than a Parsa, away from the town, it's already too late to say it. Others say that what it means is, how long of a journey? How long of a journey is it where he must say Tfilas HaDerech? And the answer is, if it's a journey that in Paris, 8,000 hours or more, then he has to say Tfilas HaDerech. What position is he in when he says the Tfilah? Rav Chisda Amar Mumet, he should be standing. Rav Sheshi Salmar Afilu Mahalach, he says, even walking. He doesn't have to stop and stand. He can even continue on his journey and say the bracha. Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes, Habakazal Borcha, they were traveling. Come, Rav Chisda, become master. Rav Chisda stopped, stood up to say Tfilas HaDerech. Omerle, Rav Sheshes was blind, so he said to Lashamek, to his attendant, Mike over Rav Chisda, he asked him, what is Rav Chisda doing? Omerle, come Atzli, he's saying Tfilas HaDerech. Omerle, Ukman Nami Lididi, stand me up as well, Vatzli, and also say the bracha. Now, even though Rav Sheshes himself held, you don't have to stop and stand, but since they already stopped, he says, I'll join them. If I can do good, why do bad? Meaning that if they're stopped anyway, I hold, you don't have to stop. But if they already stopped, do it in the preferred way, I'll stand as well. What is the difference between Havinenu and Tfilas HaDerech? Now, before we come to this, we were talking here about Tfilas HaDerech. So what's the difference between Tfilas HaDerech and Tfilas HaDerech? Tfilas HaDerech is said on any journey. And Tfilas HaDerech is not in place of Shemoneh Esrei. Tfilas HaDerech is if a person can't daven Shemoneh Esrei. He can't daven the tefillah because he's in a makom sakana. He says this, it's in place of, instead of Shemoneh Esrei. And it's only in a very dangerous place. Tfilas HaDerech is any journey that qualifies as a journey, even if it's not particularly dangerous, but it's qualified as a journey. He's going away from the city and traveling over water, etc. So there he has to say Tfilas HaDerech. So, but my ikabein havinenu l'tzilah katsara. What's the difference between havinenu l'tzilah katsara? Havinenu boy l'tzluya gimel kamaisa v'gimel asrais. Havinenu, you have to say the first three brachas and the last three brachas, and the middle ones, they're the abridged forms of the middle. When he comes home, he does not have to daven again. Tefillah katsara that is said in the place of danger, he does not have to daven the first and three brachas. This is the only bracha that he says. However, when he comes home, he has to daven Shemona Esrei again. Havinenu is in place of Shemona Esrei. Here, this is just a temporary tefillah that he davens in the Makom Zakana, but when he comes home, he has to say daven Shemona Esrei. Havinenu mumad, tefillah katsara, bein mumad, bein mahalach. The halach is, Havinenu is standing, it's a Shemona Esrei, tefillah katsara can even be while he's walking. If a person is riding on a donkey, he's riding on a donkey and came time for davening. If he has someone who can hold on to the donkey so it's secure, then he can get up and he can stand. He should get off the donkey and he should stand and daven proper Shemona Esrei. However, if he doesn't, so it's that is not miyusheves alav, no one's there to guard and watch the donkey, yeshev v'mkayem yispal, then he can daven sitting still while he's sitting. Rabbi Omer ben kach ben kach yeshev v'mkayem, he says even if he has an attendant, he should still, that should not get off, he should sit v'yispal and daven while the vishen died to miyusheves alav, because he won't have proper concentration. That is the halacha. Don Rabbanan Suma, a blind person, or he doesn't know the directions. If he knows which direction he should daven to, he should daven to the Mizrach. But if not, he should have kavana lav b'shem b'shamayim. Shenam rav yispal v'al Hashem. If a person was in Chutz La'aretz, Yichavenes Libay Kenegin Eretz Yisrael, he should daven towards facing Eretz Yisrael. Shenam Rav Yisbalu Alecha Derech Haratzon. They should daven Derech Eretz Yisrael. Hayayim Eretz Yisrael. If he is in Eretz Yisrael, Yichavenes Libay Kenegin Yerushalayim. He should face Yerushalayim. Shenam Rav Yisbalu El Hashem Derech Ha'ir. Facing Yerushalayim. He should face the base of Migdash and Emra Vispalo El Abayas Hazet, says the Bayas. I am a base on Migdash. If he's in the base of Migdash, Chavanus Liba Kenegan base Kodesh Kadoshim, he should face the Kodesh Kadoshim. Shinemra Vispalo El Hamokum Hazet. So we have all these different terms referring to the different places he faces depending on where he is. If he's in the base kodesh kadoshim, yachavenes liba kenegid base kaporas, he should be more specific and face the base kaporas, which is now the where the makom of the Arna Kodesh. If he was standing behind the base kaporas, he should view himself as being before the base kaporas. Nimsa Aymed Mizrach, if he's in the east, then Machzapon of Lamar, he faces the west. If he's in the east, over the east of the Beis HaMikdash, then he should face the west, so then he's facing that area. So if he's in the east, Machzapon of Lamar, Bimarav, Machzapon of Mizrach. If he's in the west, he faces the east. Bidoram, if he's in the south, Machzapon of Tzofan, he faces the north. But Tzofan, the north, Machzapon of Ladoram. Nimsu, called Israel, Machavanes, Liva, Lamakam, Echad. Everybody is facing the same direction. No matter where they are, everybody is facing the same direction towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards the Beis HaKaporis. In every direction, if it's to the east or the west, everyone is facing the same place. Amar Rav Mitamer Rav Avina, my crawl, where do we see this? That everyone should be facing the same direction. Kemigdol David Savarech Bonu L'Talpiyes. So it says in Shir HaShirim, Kemigdol David Savarech. Your neck is like Migdol David. The Migdol David is the Migdol David, the base, the place of the base of Migdash. Bonu L'Talpiyes. Should be a landmark, literally. But what we darshan talpias tell, should call pias painisham. It's the mound which every the harabayas where everybody is facing. When they wanted to travel, they were going to travel. They davened early. It would be difficult. They couldn't daven on the journey. So they davened early. And so it was early. It was before the Zman Krishna. They davened early. And when it came Zman Krishna, they said Krishna. So Rashi says that they davened early. They daven early, and early means even before Amud HaShachar. That they daven early, that means even before Amud HaShachar. And Taisa says that Lo Nira, that it's before Amud HaShachar, because you can't daven Amud HaShachar. He says early in this context means not before Amud HaShachar, it means between Amud HaShachar and Netzachama. That davening should be done by not prior to Netz. They davened, they had to go on the journey, so they davened early. It was before the Zman of Krishna, before the Zman of Mashiach here, so they didn't say Krishna. They davened Shmon Esrei, but it was still after Alois, and then they said Krishna afterwards. Where it says, Kiman, whose opinion is this? Follow Kihai Tana, like the following Tana, the Sanya Haishkin, Lassis, Lederech. If a person got up early and to go on his journey, Mevim Loy Shefer, Vitakea, Lu Logan Marneam, Megillah Vikarabo. So as long as it's daytime, so they bring him the Lu Loy Shefer and Megillah, and he can be Yotze the Mitzah, even though it is early, and B'di'evet, it's B'di'evet, the Chachilah should be Netzachama, but he can be Yitzim. Okshe Yizman Krishma, Kaira, and when it's Man Krishma, when it is a little later time, then he recites the Krishma. When it's Mashiach, he can recite the Krishma. Yishkem Leisha with Koran, he went to travel with Koran, I just seen a wagon or on a ship. Miss Palel, he dumps one as Ukashigias man Krishna, Kaira, he recites the Krishna. So this seems to be like the case that we're talking about, that he davened, it was early, it was too early for Krishna, nevertheless, they dumps one as right, and they recited Krishna later. Shimbra Lazar, I mean, no, Benkacho Benkach, Kaira Krishna, Miss Palel, he says, no. That one should daven Krishna and daven, connect the two together, not daven earlier before Krishna, daven in the normal way, so that he can say Gol Yisrael and daven. He should not say it out of order, he should not daven before Krishna. But Maika Miflagi, what's the machlokes over here? Mar Sava Tfilah Mu'umad Adiv. The Tanakhama holds that Tfilah Mu'umad is Adiv, therefore. If they would be traveling there on the boat or on a ship, on a boat rather, on a wagon, where they couldn't stop and stand up. So the Tanakhama held daven properly and standing Shmoneh Esrei. Now, even though it's out of order, even though you cannot be Sanya Gula Tefillah, it's preferred to daven Shmoneh Esrei with proper concentration of standing up, that takes priority over being Sanya Gula Tefillah. He holds Tfilah Mu'umad Adiv, and therefore daven Shmoneh Esrei first and then Krishna later. My sovereign, Mitzvah Gula Tfilah Adiv, but Shimon Lazar says no. The priority is Semach Gula Tfilah, so therefore don't daven Shmoneh Esrei first. Wait, and even though it's on his journey and he won't be able to stand, nevertheless, it's preferred to be Semach Gula Tfilah and not daven it out of order. In the Shabbos of Regal, they had to give the drosha by the Shabbos of the Regal, so they had to travel to the Beis Medrash, and they had to leave early in order to get there on time. They gathered 10 people, and even though it was an early time, it was earlier than the preferred time, they gathered 10 people, and they davened, and then they set off on their journey. Rav Ashi, Maslam Bahani Tzibura, Beyachin Miyushab. Rav Ashi, on the other hand, he did not do that. He davened together with the tzibur, meaning how did the tzibur daven during the Shabbos of the Regla? It was a long drosha and it covered the Zman Tefillah. So the people used to say Krishna while the drosha was in progress. They used to say Krishna, slip out and daven. And he himself did something similar, Bahani Tzibura, he used to give a large portion of the drasha. The meturgeman, the one that broadcasted it and explained it, had a large section, and it took some time. And during that time, that's when he davened miyushav sitting, and kivalos lebeisa. When he returned home, hadar matzlim umen. Then he davened again, standing up. Amrei Rabbanan, beloved Markim Mareima Mar Zutra, why don't you conduct yourself like Mareima Mar Zutra? Why don't you daven early and standing before setting out on the shir? Amalu Chechlim Milsa. He said, it's a big tircha to gather the people, to impose on everybody to do this, so I didn't conduct myself that way. Fractigmore, beloved Mark, Avud Shmuel and Levi. Why didn't you conduct yourself like Avud Shmuel and Levi, where they davened first and said Krishna afterwards? I didn't see the elders that they conducted themselves that way to daven before the proper time.